Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, Clean Nation. Welcome, welcome. My name is Tracy Thompson, not Mike Campion. Tracy Thompson with Grow My Cleaning Company. And we are so excited today. I have Miss Linda Pizzato with me today, amazing client of ours who has had such a transformation in her life and her business. I know personally because I've gotten to work with her. I'm just super, super excited about having her on today. So without further ado, I am going to dive right in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Linda, and then we're going to let Linda talk about her unique experience and what that was like for her making all those amazing transformations. So Linda Pizzato became Linda's Cleaning Service in Kansas City, Missouri in January 2018, but she's been in business under her own name for 20 years, y'all. 20 years. Amazing.
I know.
Lots of experience. She started in post-construction, but is now focused on residential, reoccurring residential. Right, Linda?
Right.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey. Like when you first, before you came in to Grow My Cleaning Company's world, tell us a little bit about what your world, Linda's world was like in Linda's cleaning service.
Well, Linda's been doing this way too long to be waiting this long to get the coaching that I needed 20 years ago, to be honest. But I've always had a great work ethic, and I've always tried to figure things out and, you know, keep going no matter what comes up. So pandemic or no pandemic or whatever's going on with the economy, I just keep rolling, you know. Yeah. So I didn't have any issues with any of that, with that kind of a affair or anything, you know, about my business as far as that goes. I just know that I'm getting older. And as much as I love serving people by doing most of the work myself, I would really like to step into the business owner position and grow it and be able to give back more to my community. And, you know, so I started listening to the podcast, I don't know, probably whenever, a few years, you know, I don't know, but long enough to know that I really needed this. And I really, really thought, you guys are awesome. You can help me. And I, you know, to be honest, I was afraid to ask for help after being in business for so long. But then I thought, after listening, that it's never really too late to change your situation. If you just get the right mindset and you take the right action steps, you can get to where you want to be. So,
no, so true. And Linda, you know, I just want to toot your horn just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Not at
all. Yeah. Linda, when she came to us through a live event, right? An online
right.
live
yes.
event.
Yes, that was great. Very, yeah. very valuable.
We had so much fun. And Linda, to her credit, you know, as she just shared with you, she's been in business for a really long time. And whenever, whether you're brand new or you've been in business for a long time, we have sort of patterns and ways that we do things. And one of those patterns, or many of the patterns, is mindset, right, Linda?
Right.
And when you came to the live event and we got a chance to chat, that to me was, I'd love for you to share with everyone sort of some of those maybe old mindsets or fears that you felt before that you made such a transformation in when you met us and we started working with you. What was that like? So we'll share with the audience maybe some of the fears they probably have. So what was some of the mindset things that you felt like were kind of holding you back before?
Well, you know what? Maybe a little bit of a couple things. One definitely fear. Fear of change, fear of failure, that kind of lack scarcity mindset when you start going through things in life that maybe you let interfere too much instead of, you know, dealing with it in a different way, you let it interfere with your business. And So I had a real genuine fear. Mm. You know, I didn't want to let family members down. I wasn't sure if I was resourceful enough to come up with the cost of coaching, but I also knew that if I could just get there and get this information, that, you know, even in baby steps, it's just transforming everything around me. And it's wonderful. I have no regrets. I'm so happy that I did it. I've received so much value from you and Mike. I think the biggest change or the biggest acknowledgement for me is that it truly is your mindset and then taking action that change your life and your business, you know, and everything around you.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's let the audience know, because I know out there in Cleaning Nation right now, there's a lot of you out there that feel just the way that Linda felt in this sort of fear state of, well, gosh, you know, what if, right? Those are the big what ifs. What if this happens? Well, what if that doesn't happen? Or what if I fail? Maybe you can share, I'd love to hear, Linda, one thing. Let's talk about one thing that specifically that you were before you were afraid of or was fear-based for you that you transformed, that you from a mindset and an action standpoint. So let's combine both strategy of things that you did in your business, but also what the fear or the mindset was before, so that Clean Nation can get a really good grounded example of what that looks like in your business and in your life. So give me one thing that you did differently. Yeah.
From before till after. Yes. The fear of failure was such a major weight on my shoulder, you know, because I felt like I've been in business so long. How do I not know, you know, what steps to take to make my business grow? You know, I mean, so that was just so weighing on my mind, that constant fear that, you know, and some of it was genuine as far as like we had circumstances where my husband's job was affected and, you know, a lot of different things going on, health issues, et cetera. So it was it's a genuine concern, but I let it overtake, you know, my whole thought process on everything. And instead of going forward with, if I take a few steps and listen to those that are more successful and have done this already and have also faced these fears, you know, I'll get over this hump and I'll start seeing a different path in front of me. And so very slowly and with a lot of your guidance and suggestions on books to read and, you know, the way you phrase things, the way you think about things, I practice it every day. And I've seen from the beginning when I first came in, you know, I think I had about 15 accounts and I'm already up to 30. So I have really, you know, because I was so concerned and, you know, worried, well, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And how can I pay for this? And when I started taking all the steps and breaking it down into small tasks and changing the thought process on it, then I noticed that I'm actually getting things done. You know, it's not breakneck speed, but it's happening and it's all going in the right direction. And I have you and Mike to thank for that, between the technical stuff and the mindset stuff. So,
well, you know what, Linda, I just want to assure everyone out there in Clean Nation that what Linda has done, doubled her business, right?
Yeah.
Really started with her mindset. And to your credit, listen, you're the superstar. You're the one that did the work. You came in and it was you decided. I always like to put it like this. You made a decision and then you made 100% commitment. You went all in for your growth, for your change, right? So Linda decided, she was committed. She believed in herself, right? She elevated her mindset. Then she took action and she created an identity. I know I worked with her on this. Linda, you created what we affectionately call the superhero.
Yay.
Identity. And to your credit, Linda, you fully stepped into that. And that's when that confidence shifted for you so much. I remember when we first met, to really quickly, even inside the 9 weeks, where you started to make changes. And some of them were subtle and some of them were bigger. But here you are, very short time later, doubling your business. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. That's
so if you were to give some of the Clean Nation cleaning company owners out there that are listening right now, what would you say your number one piece of advice of something that you know now that you didn't know then, that if they shift this one thing or they do this one thing different, what would that be? What would be the number one piece of advice for Clean Nation?
That's a little tough, but well, first off, you don't know what you don't know. So instead of worrying about, well, how can I do this or pay for that or that kind of thing, just worry about that later, figure it out, and know that if you receive this information fully and, you know, practice the steps and really, you know, I don't know. I mean, just do it. You know, like I said, baby steps or doing it all, you know, fast, whatever works for you. Just know where you're at and they'll meet you where you're at, you know, and then help you from there. Take the step, you know.
This commitment is when you're all in. Yes, yes. So, exactly. So I just want to augment and even build on what you just said. Is when you are all in committed to your growth, when you sell out to your growth, to your personal growth, to your business growth, and you kind of burn the boats and you're mentally, emotionally, you're like, okay, I'm not going back. I'm going to do this. I know I can do this and I will find a way. I'll find the support. I will get the information I need. That's when real shift happens. Okay, so that's when it happens. Transformation happens when you are all in, committed, taking action towards your goal. So I love that. Whether someone works with us or not, if you're out there, Clean Nation, listening to this, ask yourself this question. What am I really committed to? And I mean, we're talking like sold out, you know, totally burn the boats committed. What is that, right? And if you don't know the answer to that, then that is part of the problem right there.
Right.
That kind of in between, I'm not sure, I don't know. That will eat your lunch, as Mike always says, right? That indecision. Oh, it's a killer. So I love that. I love that, Linda. That's really sage, smart advice for everyone.
Well, thank you.
So let's do this really quick. This is super fun. I always like this part of the conversation. We call it our lightning round. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Just, Linda, give us the off the top of your head answers. And I'm sure that it's going to be amazing and super valuable for everyone listening. So what's the best book or tool or software that you would suggest to Clean Nation, and why is it so great?
Gosh, there's a lot of great books. You suggested Atomic Habits, and that's a great one, okay? So that's, that'll help change your mindset and your habits, and you don't realize you're always doing or saying. So I think that's a great one.
Habits, y'all.
Yes.
Atomic Habits. It's super powerful. Big changes are all of our clients made when they started employing the Atomic Habits.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's a great book. And then another one I would suggest is Start With Your Why, so that you have clarity and know why you're doing what you're doing and what direction you want to go in.
Yes. So, absolutely. Start With Your Why. That's Simon Sinek.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great advice. Okay. So the next question is biggest myth. What's the biggest myth business owners need to know the truth about? So think about the cleaning industry. Like what's a big myth that they need to know the truth about?
Okay. With cleaning industry, it's an easy barrier to get in and get started. You know, you can throw a few supplies in the back of your trunk and go do something and now you're in business, you know. but it's the growing of the business that is really difficult. It's I guess they say it's simple, but not easy, you know, would be the right. I don't consider it simple. If for me, I've been in business 20 years and, you know, I've managed to keep customers happy and recurring and, you know, have enough work always, but I could never get there. So you really need coaching. I mean, if you don't invest in yourself, you really aren't going to reach the goals that you want to reach. So,
I to add to that really quickly, I love that piece of advice. And listen, Clean Nation, Linda's inadvertently turned into a little bit of a poster child for Grow My Cleaning Company. But I will just say this: coaching and self-improvement, whatever that looks like, personal growth, spiritual growth, emotional intelligence, all of those things, whether it's with us or on your own, it's a myth that the only thing you have to do is just pick up some supplies and be a good cleaner. And that's
right.
It. If you really
right.
want a business, you must grow first. And then your business can grow. And that's what makes it easier. It's still work, but it makes it easier when you're the one at the helm and you're leading with your own personal growth. So I love that. Coaching and personal growth is so, so, so important.
It is.
Awesome. Okay, last question in our lightning round. What's the one question you should have asked, right, that... that you didn't in the very beginning? What's one question? What's the one question I should have asked? Not you. I should have asked. What's the one question I should have asked you, but I didn't?
And what's
the answer?
Since you didn't ask me. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe more about who, you know, like where we came from, our story a little bit.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, I am a child of immigrant parents that came, actually my brothers are immigrants here too. Yeah. So from Italy. So it gave us that ingrained work ethic where you just, you know, work 24 hours a day if you can, you know, but it also gave us the mindset of being frugal. You know, they came here with nothing. So, you know, depending on what you pick up, when you're growing up, you know what I mean? So maybe a little background, more background, maybe.
All right. Well, I appreciate that you shared that background with us, because you know what? So many of our people out there in Clean Nation, you all have rich histories. And a lot of you come from backgrounds that have strengthened you and given you great skills. And maybe at the same time, been challenging at times. And we're human, and we all have this really rich, diverse background and history, and it should be honored. Absolutely. So thank you for reminding me as a podcaster to be sure to ask about that. And so glad that you got to share that. So
thank you,
Linda. You've been amazing. And Clean Nation, if you're ready to take your personal growth and the growth of your business into your own hands and harness the power that is within you. You have it in you. Linda is a perfect example of how personal transformation and growth translates into business growth, right? Linda became a bigger version of herself, and now she's doubled her business, literally, okay? So if you're ready to do that, you're ready to harness that power yourself, please get on a call with one of our amazing coaches. They're ready to talk to you. They're ready to help you personally, like figure out what it is for you, what next steps are best for you. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a discovery call with one of our amazing coaches. Have a talk. There's nothing to lose except for time that you're missing out on not harnessing the power within you. So thank you so much again, Linda. This has been amazing.
Thank you.
And we will see everybody on the next podcast. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.